Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from James. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to share a Zero Hedge article called Plural Marriage Recognized in New York Under Key Precedent. And here's what part of that article says, and I quote, a judge in New York has ruled that polyamorous relationships, in this case a three-person married unit living together in an apartment, are entitled to the same legal protection as opposite-sex or same-sex two-person marriages. This ruling could expand the fundamental right to marriages of three or more persons. In making this assessment, the lower courts of the state have looked at a number of factors, including the exclusivity and longevity of the relationship, the level of emotional and financial commitment, and the manner in which the parties have conducted their everyday lives and held themselves out to society, and the reliance placed upon one another for daily family services. Clearly, some judges can early find that these same characteristics are present in other polyamorous relationships, where three or more persons live together in a house or apartment, and perhaps even raise children together, suggests a law professor. In February of 2020, the Utah legislature passed the so-called bigamy bill, decriminalizing the offense by downgrading it from a felony to a misdemeanor. In June of 2020, Somerville, Massachusetts, passed an ordinance allowing groups of three or more people to consider themselves to be a family, to be recognized as domestic partners. The neighboring town of Cambridge followed suit, passing a broader ordinance recognizing multi-partner relationships. The law has proceeded even more rapidly in recognizing that it's possible for a child to have more than two legal parents. Courts in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Texas, Arizona, and even Louisiana have also supported the idea of a third parent. American conservatism has long mourned the proliferation of single parents. But if two parents are better than any, why are three parents worse? On the other hand, if the Supreme Court's decision in Obergefell is going to be opening the door to judicial recognition of plural marriages, something many experts predict at the time would never happen, then the Supreme Court, with its new conservative majority, might decide to reconsider and then overrule Obergefell, as it has so recently overruled Roe v. Wade and its constitutional right to abortion. If rights not expressly found in the Constitution can be held to establish entitlements to marry someone of the same sex, as well as three or more persons of any sex, could they be further expanded to the right to marry a close relative, especially if offspring with possible genetic defects are unlikely to occur? Example, father and son. Unquote. Looks to me as though Clown World is going to turn into 20 people all married to each other, all coming out of a tiny clown car in the near future. I'll share my take on legal marriage in America between three or more people in a moment, and what it means. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to gay marriage is boring and having two or more spouses is exciting Clown World show. What really got me to facepalm was the part of the article that says that with polyamorous marriage, people will be able to have two or more legal parents. Looks like for scheming women, the child support possibilities are endless if a child is able to have three or more legal parents. I thought that red states were going to dig their heels in and be all traditional by saying that marriage can only be between a man and a woman, or a man and a man, or a woman and a woman. What's traditional today in the red states was taboo 20 years ago, but looks like even Texas will become the land of the thrumples and two couples marrying each other and blending their families together. This is going to be a divorce lawyer's wet dream. Family courts will be busier than ever and men will still get screwed over, and now some women will too. Say they're two women in a union with a man. The poorest woman is going to get most of the alimony money. But how does one even calculate who owes what to whom? But let's get real. You know, women are going to be trying to marry two or three guys and have them all sign up as the parent for the same child. The kid will have three dads and one mom. And when it comes to time for child support, it'll be cash for cooch day. Whenever people hear that one person can marry multiple spouses, they think of places like Utah and their sister wives. I bet tons of guys are thinking, I can't wait because there'll be multiple wives for one husband out there. That's the immediate image that comes to mind. What's most likely going to happen is multiple husbands for one sub-5 wife while the top men continue to play the field. given the choice between a young man being an incel, turning himself into a tranny, or becoming one of three husbands to one wife, many men would choose the option of sharing that woman. Don't you remember those four nerdy guys that all had the same girlfriend? She eventually had a kid, and one of the guys, a guy whose kid it wasn't, tried to put the baby 6 feet under by shaking it. Expect more cases like that if polyamorous marriage becomes legal everywhere. Again, most guys are going to think that this ruling clears the way for some rich Chad marrying multiple Stacys and women sharing a wedding day together. But that's not going to happen. The Japanese have said that multiple wives for one husband is the way to save Japan from population decline. But that's not going to happen either, unless each of those men is wealthy enough to afford 5 to 10 children and pay for them all, or at least pay for half of them. Polygamy still won't be enough to get birth rates up again. Men that are in high demand can still use dating apps to have a virtual harem, and they will. Why would they ever pay to support a real one? Except perhaps as a status symbol. But very few will. What about alimony and child support? With one woman, multiple men marrying her is more likely. Collecting multiple alimony payments. As for guys that are going their own way now, they have the choice of having one wife and paying to deal with it. Why would they marry if they have options if they have to share the home for their schwing-schwang with multiple men? Forget about it. Unless, as I said, they're super thirsty. Many guys will think they'll pretty much get picked by multiple women. Meanwhile, women will still hold out to be part of some Chad's harem, which will also never happen. That's what happens when you starve men sexually. One overweight woman in her late 30s or early 40s will be living with three 25-year-old guys starving for sex. That's the future. The guys will all take care of the chores while she plays whore. What was really shocking about that Zero Hedge article is the part about how now that it's about to be acceptable to marry multiple spouses, what about marrying your own children or close relatives? Oy vey. You know where this is heading. Biden's descendants be marrying their teenage nieces and nephews in 15 years. So long as it's legal and it's approved by the state. The degeneracy continues unabated. I fear the madness won't end until civilization snaps in two. Recently, Serbia authorized banning the September 17th EuroPride gay pride parade, which was a very big deal. But then they changed their minds. Maybe someone was bribed from outside the country. Maybe local business wanted more money, so they bribed the officials. Who knows? Serbia stuck back in the mid-90s or about 25 to 30 years behind the West when it comes to gay pride parades. They were banning them up until recently, and there's also a lot of gay bashing in that country. Other Eastern countries like Poland, Ukraine, and others are embracing the debauchery and are marching into openly showcasing degeneracy. Sure, be a degenerate, just don't expect society to accept you. Being gay is no big deal. But when it's flaunted and promoted, then it becomes socially acceptable, and then it leads to other sexual behaviors. The goalposts for sexual gratification keep on shifting. The reason civilization flourished in the past is because we could keep our chastity and restrain ourselves and our sexual energy and desires. Once you release the free love sexuality genie out of the bottle, the way we did back in the late 60s and early 70s, then it leads to having a breakdown to even more taboos, because the dopamine receptors in your brain need even more stimulation for you to feel something. I wonder how polyamorous marriage will affect welfare payments. What will welfare payments look like if there are four married people in a quartet and none of them are actually working? Will that be enough to pay their rent and leave them tons of money in reserve? Right now, many people can't afford to live on their own, paying $2,500 a rent for a one-bedroom apartment around here. So what happens to the cost of living when four people are living in, say, a two-bedroom apartment? If they can afford a high rent and this polyamorous craze catches on, the cost of renting an apartment might go through the roof. No pun intended. I know some guys, the only reason they're even in a relationship is because they can't afford to live on their own. The situation keeps going from bad to worse in Canada. In the last year, they actually let 700,000 people into the country while housing affordability keeps on falling. Hopefully, with rising interest rates, it begins to become more affordable. So that means more people living under the same roof, driving each other crazy. A lot of those polyamorous divorces I'm predicting will happen because the cost of living will keep on going up and up in the long run. And some people will marry multiple spouses, at least on paper, for tax rebates and cheaper rents, only to have it backfire in their face when they get divorce papers served to them. The only way to win in the clown world we find ourselves in is not to play the game. The only places that might keep the debauchery at bay might be Russia and China at this point. Sure, their demographics will probably be destroyed by falling birth rates, but at least they won't actually die from being woke like the West. Also, you don't have to live in a society where a marriage is between a man, his wife, his cousin, and the dog. You know it's coming. I'm also not surprised that something like this came from New York State. What I am surprised about is Texas going to adopt something similar. I guess Austin, Texas is being held hostage by wokesters that are trying to change the laws in their favor. I used to think that there was hope for the red states to separate to make their own country that was somewhat traditional. But I've now lost hope for that because it seems like they're now 10 years behind the woke blue states. I guess I'm taking the black pill on the cultural collapse of Western civilization. The social software in people's minds is corrupted past the point of no return, regardless of political affiliation. I think the only place to go is one that's collapsing slower than the West. It's like the difference between being on the bow of the Titanic versus the stern. Either way, you're going down. One just takes a little bit longer. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to James for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that guys will surely be lining up to their wife's bedroom to bang her after their brother husbands do her first. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the black pill of acceptance that there's no way to save the West away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.